I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Hey, it's Beth here, episode 536. Okay, yesterday I saw Civil War. Had to give it some time. Want to be fair. I was bored out of my mind. Nobody explained anything. Had no idea what these people and their relationships were all about. Just nothing. I got nothing. And so I checked with the director, Alex Garland, and he said he didn't want to give us any signposts. He wanted us to figure out the story ourselves. So I want to know how much he got for the screenplay. You're supposed to tell a story. That was my first thing that drove me crazy about this movie, okay? The second one is, which everyone is, I went on the internet to be fair, to see, okay, I'm an old woman and I am a blue hair and I'm trying to watch the movie, but I also know that we all know young people and what did they love about the movie? Okay, there was some of that, but a lot of people, I mean a lot of people, couldn't get past the part where Texas and California had aligned themselves to be a nation. So I looked up Alice Garland. He's from England. He's looking at this from 5,000 feet up in the air. He doesn't know us. The other thing that young people are saying is that Nick Offerman, as president, is like President Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec. They could not get past it. They had little things that they were saying like, President Swanson, DC's on under attack. President Ron. I'm not sure why that's my problem. Press. President Swanson, they seized all the bacon in every grocery store. President comes back and says, send in the Marines. Because Ron Swanson ordered meals in restaurants in the evening, steaks. They were never right. He always told the waiter to tell the chef in the kitchen, just give me all the eggs and bacon that you have in the freezer, refrigerator, right now. So nobody could get past. And then at the end, he's a sniveling idiot. This is the other thing. The ending. Okay. I get it. I get it, Alex. You're not from America, but you could have spoken to some Americans while you were making this film. Because at the end, I'm going to spoil it because it's spoiled anyway. I want you to dodge this bullet. I don't want you to see it. At the end, Ron is a sniveling idiot by himself in the White House when every American knows that JFK brought all his girlfriends in using the tunnels. Bill Clinton got all of his Big Macs using the tunnels. We learned this in history. There are tunnels underneath the White House. There's bunkers. There's everything. The president would not be alone in his office, just sniveling at his desk. I'm telling you, I understand Alex Garland is a big, huge, and I saw him in on two incredibly serious interviews about this movie. He wears Cambridge-like clothes. He speaks with a Cambridge accent. Nobody can be smarter than he is or more correct about American history than he is. And he didn't want to give you signposts, which made the interviewer who tried to ask him some questions feel like an idiot. He speaks with disdain to Americans. So he gets to create a movie that makes absolutely no sense for any American, and we can't say boo about it. Well, I'm going to say boo about it. It wasn't smart. The only smart thing he did. Okay, so Jesse Plemons, when that scene came, that was about 25 minutes into the movie. That scene happened, everybody sat up in their chairs. It was like we leaned in because it was good. The first interesting thing in the entire movie. The interesting backstory is that another actor had been hired to play that role. He got sick. Couldn't play the role. So Kirsten Dunst says, "Hey, my husband Jesse's here with the kids. What do you think? What should we do?" So, of course, the director said, let's do it. So, Kristen goes to her husband, asks him if he'd do it. He says, sure. He runs to a nearby thrift shop and goes shopping. He finds those sunglasses and the outfit he's wearing, brings it to the director. The director goes, "Oh, yeah." Puts Jesse in this outfit, those sunglasses. But what made this scene, and this is, I will give this to the director because he did it. When you shoot a scene, you're looking at the actors, but if a drone was above, you would see this perimeter just 5-10 feet out from every single actor. There's lights, there's microphones, there's all kinds of things and all kinds of people surrounding the scene. The director decided to set that back 5 times further back. So these actors felt as if they were in their own little world and they got to do the scene. He said his big job in the editing room was to not destroy what they had done. It's the only scene everybody talks about. In fact, it's in the trailer, and it's actually just 5 minutes long. And then he's never seen again in the entire movie, and we never refer to it again. That's how brilliant the scene is. And it's, you know, is it a Oscar moment for Jesse Plemons? Yeah, it is. Especially when a scene stands out in a movie that is so boring, with so much energy, it makes it a supporting actor nod. I mean, he's probably going to get it. The other thing that's going to get it is the sound. The sound in this movie is amazing. That's going to be another Oscar nod, but the rest of it, and it's really sad because Kirsten Dunst, I mean, arguably her first movie when she was 12, The Vampire, was Interview with the Vampire was the best thing she ever did. I don't know. It's hard to say. She says that all she's been offered in the past 5 years is sad mom roles. Okay, this movie isn't a sad mom role. It's a sad photojournalist role. She runs the gamut of emotion from A to B. She's sad, and then she's sadder. She doesn't get to do anything in this movie. There's this young girl in it. Oh, she played in the Elvis movie. She played Priscilla, okay? There's no one likable in this movie. Everybody talks about it. She's the least likable, and she's a lot. It really has tones between these two women of All About Eve, Eve Harrington, this young kid, like consuming her. She lies her way into that dumb truck where these four people are sitting, not telling us one thing about their back lives. The director said that's really important, that we not know anything about our actors or anything about their desires or anything about what's going on in the world or anywhere, that is called signposting. And I'm like, you know, even in silent movies, they put a couple of words up every now and then. I just think he made a mistake and he can't admit it. So fine. One cool thing that all these young kids are talking about. So you might be talking to your son or whatever. The Conflict of Nations World War II video game sponsors every single movie review on the internet. And all the young people think that is just great. That's how much they're talking about the movie. They are not talking about the movie. Okay, then it's got this terrifying car stunt in case you have teenagers in your life. And I'm really worried that it's going to be something that's being done this summer. You have two cars going down the road and they line up next to each other and somebody jumps out of one car into the other through a window. this scene. Okay, so the director's talking about this scene. The Brazilian actor, Wagner, we never know anything about this guy, except he's supposed to interview the president. But in this, on these long car journeys, we never talk about what he's going to say or how things are changing. It's the craziest movie in the world. But anyway, during the filming of this scary, scary car scene, he was sick with COVID. So Kirsten is driving the car for some reason for the first time ever and just for this one scene. Crazy. So the car stunt happens and they all think it's brilliant in their interviews that Wagner wasn't in the scene, but they put him in the scene later on and it all looks so beautiful. No one is looking at Kirsten driving the car. Okay? No one. No one cares about him in the front seat and whether it looks real or not, because you've got this girl going from one car to the other and this guy doing the same thing. It's just, and why, if we're so hung up on this war and so upset about everything, did you create that scene? Someone asked the director. And the director said in an interview, I just wanted to show people how the world really works. And I'm like, well, you should have stuck to your first thing, which was don't give anybody signposts, because that's even dumber than what you said. I mean, there is no way that people during wars would risk life and limb when the hospitals are out of commission doing a stunt like that. Plus, I want to know where they get all the gas. All the gas. Like, and then there's this one town where all the electricity, all the stores are open. And I'm thinking, wouldn't the president be shutting down the electric grids in some of these conflict nations that are developing in his country? Or the water supply? Like, it's just such a weird movie. It doesn't make any sense. They're at, and people, be careful what you say, though. Be careful who you talk to, because a lot of kids are acting like this is what's going to happen, you know, in the near future in America. And it's so serious, and you're just being horrible, not understanding that. You're being cold, and you're being heartless. And I'm thinking, not as much as the people in this movie. Because, okay, the young girl, Eve Harrington, all about Eve. Priscilla Presley, whatever her real name is, it's a dumb name. Anyway, she at the end, Kirsten protects her. They keep going down the hallways and right behind the special ops guys. And the special ops guys keep saying, stay behind us, don't get in our way. And they are in the way. And this kid keeps stepping out, having her picture taken, and somebody always has to save her life. Okay, at the very end, Kirsten is there to save her life. She puts her body in front of the bullet. Finally, a bullet actually might hit this kid. How she escaped every bullet really gets irritating. While Kirsten is being shot and the girl is on the ground, she's filming it. She's filming her being shot, the effect of the bullet, and then she falls down. This is like a heartless, cold, animals are better than this. And they leave the body there. This is Kirsten, the star of the movie, the one that we all love the most. It doesn't make any sense at all. If you're trying to make photojournalists and journalists look great, you're making them look terrible. So, did I enjoy this movie? Did I learn anything from this movie? No. Is everybody talking about Jesse Plemons, the most amazing actor in the world? Yes. It was the only part of the movie that was any good. I saw people get up to go to the bathroom 3 times to check their phones to talk to somebody in the hallway. It was not a winner. I'm sorry, and all different ages were at the movie. It wasn't like, you know, blue hair time. It wasn't. It was opening day, and the theater wasn't packed, and I talked to my guy who takes the tickets, and he said word of mouth isn't good, and it's not selling out. So, for such an amazing movie that is, oh, and everybody else says that there have been so many better renditions of this subject. And, you know, on Netflix, North and South, all kinds of stories. This is not revolutionary. It's not brand new. And I really think, of course, okay, so the actor, the Wagner guy, he's very cute. All right. The actors in the movie, I suppose I was shocked when I saw them in interviews having adorable personalities. Because in the movie, he's got flatline. Everybody's flatline the entire time. Nobody's having fun. All they let that Brazilian guy do is smoke and drink and speak in this monotone. Kirsten is, of course, the most depressed, but everyone else is depressed too. Just so boring. Don't be talked into believing that this is great and going and seeing it. I'm telling you to dodge this bullet. You can watch it when it gets to Netflix, and I'm telling you, you're not going to make it through. You're going to have to get up and do something else for an hour and come back. It is a slog. Nothing good happens. I kept waiting for the story to cohere, for someone to make sense of it. Even a third man walking in the room, break down the wall, just show me the script, do anything, explain the movie to me. I would have listened to a parrot telling me what the story was. It was just so exhaustingly boring. So, did I like it? No. Would I tell you to go for any reason? No. I don't even want you to take your, if you know a teenager, don't take him. That car scene is scary. And I'm really afraid, I've never seen it before. It's like a brand new idea. Just terrifyingly scary. So no, there isn't anybody who should see this movie. It's just stupid. So that's what I've got. And I tried to find anything that would be interesting for you. Any kind of a side story, any kind of an anything. The marketing, I guess you can tell somebody that it's kind of interesting. That's it. There's nothing. And the way it ends, oh my God, the president crying like a baby. I mean, come on. Even Ron Swanson wouldn't do that. He would have a little dignity. So it was just dumb. Nothing. Save your money and your sanity, and I will be back. Thanks.
They fly so high, nearly reach.